مرحبا بك يا اخي الكريم، بارك الله فيك. I think my dear brother you misunderstand. حفظكم الله ورعاكم. My dear brother, absolutely the translator need to have a knowledge about what he is translating. He need to understand how he is supposed to deal with statements and speech of Ahlul Ilm. So like I said to you, he need to be qualified in both sides, the knowledge and the language. You understand? So that's why you will see the translations of the translator the quality of the translations of the translator will be better than other according to the understanding of the translator to what he's translating. You understand? That's why, for example, حفظك الله تعالى, a translation of تقي الدين هلالي ورحمه الله تعالى الهلالي for the Quran is the best among all. That's why even Al-Jan Daima, that's why even مجمع الملك الملك فهد, he accept such translation because it's the best. And those two, they combine both criteria. First one, الهلالي رحمه الله تعالى is عالم. عالم, he's not a simple man who understands language too. And محسن خان is a qualified translator for English. So this combination create for us the best translation to English for the Quran Kareem. You understand? And this is supposed to be for all translators. The translator is supposed to understand exactly what he is translating, so he know how he deal with the speech and statements of Ahlul Ilm. Not just that, يا أخي الكريم بارك الله فيه. يعني for example, you have those kind of specific ulama who their statement and their speech need an extra qualified people to understand and to apply it correctly. Like Ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله تعالى. Not any translator can he just translate the statement and the speech of Ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله تعالى. You understand? Need those people who they know how they deal with his speech. They know his method of explaining things and of answering things, of proving things. So their translation, if they have this basic knowledge about him, when they translate his statement, they're gonna give exactly the point that he meant, rahimahullah ta'ala. You understand? And they choose always the most specific words combined with the best way in the sentence to deliver to the readers in a different language the point and the target of Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala exactly. Otherwise it will be different. It will be otherwise they could even conflict with the point that he want to mean, rahimahullah ta'ala. That's why you have lots of translation for Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala. It doesn't expose exactly the meaning that Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala want from his statement and speech. For example, حفظك الله ورعاك.